Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. I hope you believe it too. You know, bullying continues to be a problem in schools today. And the worst kind of bullying is not just physical, but emotional too. What exactly motivates a lot of bullies? We'll learn about that in our lesson today. The lesson is called Bullying. Now, in what ways can you take action to stop bullying? Well, one thing you can do is speak up. What does that mean? We'll talk about that. Also, you can stand tall. Speak up and stand tall. Friends, open your magazine. It's time for us to continue learning about bullying.
Bullying. Speak up. If you notice one person bullying another, please tell them to stop. Many bullies are motivated by a desire to look cool. So if you tell them you're not impressed, they'll stop. If they don't, walk away and tell an adult about the incident. Stand tall. If you're being bullied, don't try to face it alone, but ask a parent or other trusted adult for help. Similarly, in places where bullying happens, stay close to a friend, since bullies often target people who are isolated.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 incident 这个名词 CID 这个字根有落下临时发生的意思。所以 incident 是指事件或事故冲突或骚乱。例如 the shooting incident caused many casualties and shook the whole nation. 这场枪击事件造成许多人伤亡震撼了全国。Incident 和 accident 有所分别。Accident 是指意外事件，但是 incident 有可能是经过计划的，也有可能是意外的。例如我们来看一个 accident 的例句。There was a car accident on First Street. 一街上发生了车祸。那我们来看一个 incident 的例句。The police are investigating the bombing incident. 警方正在调查这起爆炸事件。接下来我们看的是 isolate 这个形容词，它原本是isolate, 使孤立这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指孤立的或与他人隔绝的。例如 Timothy leads an isolated life because he lacks social skills. Timothy 的生活方式很孤立因为他缺乏社交技巧。Isolated 也指偏远的。例如 The boy came from an isolated village in the mountains. 这个男孩来自山上一个很偏远的村庄。Isolated 也指个别的。例如 The attack is an isolated incident, not a terrorist action. 这场攻击是一个单一事件，不是恐怖分子的行动。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get right into our lesson today, learning about different ways that you can deal with bullying. Rebecca, what is the first one?
Well, the first one is speak up.And before we continue with our lesson, let's talk about what it means to speak up.
That's right, speak up. You look at these words and you think, okay, that just means talking, right? Speak up. Your teacher might tell you, if you're talking too quietly in the classroom, they might say, speak up, we can't hear you. However, in our lesson, it means don't remain silent or ignore a problem. Don't just pretend that a problem isn't there.
For example, if you see an older kid mistreating a younger kid, speak up. Tell the older kid to leave the younger kid alone.
Exactly. If someone else is being mistreated, you can speak up. Don't just ignore the problem. And we read more about this here. If you notice one person bullying another, please tell them to stop.
Stop.That's a good reminder. Tell them to stop. Many bullies are motivated by a desire to look cool. So if you tell them you're not impressed, they'll stop.
Well, maybe they'll stop.
Yeah, because, hopefully they'll stop.
Yeah, this is true. A lot of bullies, a lot of people might be motivated by this desire to look cool. Is that what motivates you? I know that motivates a lot of kids, Rebecca. Did that ever motivate you when you were younger? Oh, I just want to look cool, so I'm going to do this.
Actually, no.
No.
I was never motivated by that desire to look cool, probably because I was homeschooled. I was schooled at home, so I didn't go to a public school or a private school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't around a lot of kids my age growing up. So I didn't really need to look cool for anybody, really.
Right, because you knew that your family accepted you for the way that you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think this is a problem in a lot of public schools, or when people go to a school and they're around students their age, they might be motivated by this desire just to look cool in front of other people. And many bullies are motivated by the same desire. So if you just tell them that you're not impressed, maybe they will stop and go pick on somebody else. I hope not.
Well, what if they don't stop? Mm-hmm. Our lesson answers this question by saying, if they don't, walk away and tell an adult about the incident.
Well, hold on. Before we move on.
Yes?
I mean, you read those words, walk away. This is something that you can do. And sometimes we might just tell somebody, you know what? You don't need to say anything to the person. You just need to walk away. So just walk away.
And this reminds me, hold on, Gabe. No. You cannot leave yet. Let me give you an example.
I was just walking away.
Well, no, I don't want you to walk away at this moment. Oh. Now, when do you use this phrase? Let's say that you're with a group of friends, and then they start saying unkind things about somebody else, or they start gossiping and basically putting you in a very unhealthy situation. That is when you should just walk away.
And I like that you shared that, Rebecca. Sometimes if someone is picking on you, then you should just walk away. But I like that you mentioned when you hear gossip about other people, do you want to take part in that gossip? Friends, you might think that you're not gossiping, but actually just sitting there and listening and laughing at this gossip is also taking part in the gossip. So you can choose to just walk away.
And that's also taking part in the bullying. So maybe you're not necessarily the one who's bullying somebody else, but if you're standing on the side laughing and thinking it's really, really funny, you're bullying that poor kid as well.
That's right. At least you're a part of it, okay? So friends, remember, you can speak up for people who are being hurt. But what else can you do? You can stand tall. Now, standing tall, of course, you could stand tall like I am right now. I'm a tall person. I'm just standing here. But this phrase means something different. You could see somebody who is little and maybe helpless, right? Can they stand tall? You bet they can, okay? Because they can be confident, and that's what it means sometimes to stand tall.
You know, this actually reminds me. When I first came to Taiwan, I was really afraid of all the dogs here in Taiwan.
Yes.
And so I would walk by the dogs like this. And then the dogs would actually start barking.
Yes, they would run after you even more, right?
Yes, exactly. But I have learned when I see a dog to stand tall and confidently walk by those dogs, they leave me alone.
You're right, because dogs can sense fear. And I think that bullies can too. Well, we read on here, similarly, in places where bullying happens, stay close to a friend, since bullies often target people who are isolated. And if you are targeted, that means you become the goal of someone's bullying.
And of course, here at Studio Classroom, we target anyone who wants to study English or who wants to improve their English.
And I know someone else who targets language learners. That is everybody in the
InfoCloud.
Hello friends, today we're going to talk about the difference between two very similar expressions.
That's right, Ken. The first expression is stand up for yourself, which is said fairly often. When someone says that, they either mean to defend yourself or represent your own best interests. Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself at work if you want a promotion.
Good example. Friends, you can also stand up for other people, and that almost always means to defend them.
Right, Ken. Now, going on to the other expression, stand up to someone. If you stand up to someone, it means you are confronting them.
And that is a very different thing. Friends, when you stand up to someone, you are telling them that they are doing something that they shouldn't, and they need to stop.
You can also stand up to something. I stood up to my fear of water by taking swimming lessons.
Carolyn, can't you also stand up for something too?
Good point, Ken. You can. For example, I know in my heart I am standing up for democracy every time I vote in an election.
Stand up 是站起来，但如果在它后面接不同的介系词，就有不同的意思。Stand up for someone 是为某人辩护，为他挺身而出。如果你的朋友被人霸凌，你就可以 stand up for your friend， 为他挺身而出。那如果把人改成事物，比如说 stand up for your right， 就是捍卫自己的权利，为他辩护。好，换一个介系词 ，stand up to 是勇敢面对的意思。例如 ，you should stand up to your fear， 你要勇敢地面对你的恐惧。He stood up to the gangsters， 他勇敢面对恶势力。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次零关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about bullying and what you can do to stop this problem. One thing you can do is to speak up. You can also stand tall. So if you notice that someone is being bullied, what can you do to help them? You can come to their aid by telling someone else about it, or if you are being bullied,Maybe you can tell the bully that you are just not impressed. Or perhaps you just need to walk away. What else can we learn about bullying? Let's talk about that now.
Bullying. When you're being bullied, walk away calmly. Leaving will keep you safe.And if you don't seem frightened or upset, the bully may lose interest in you. Finally, remember that what is happening is not your fault. The nasty things bullies say reflect who they are, not who you are. You are valuable for who you are, and nothing anyone says or does can change that. And when you encounter others,who are weaker than you, remember that they are valuable too.
All right, 继续我们看 nasty 这个形容词。Nasty 是指恶意的或者是不友善的。例如 Eric was deeply hurt by the nasty things said about him. Eric 因为别人对他的恶言恶语而受伤很深。或者是 the bully gave the girl a nasty look and started mocking her. 这个恶霸凶狠地瞪了那个女孩一眼之后就开始嘲笑她。Nasty 也指很糟糕的。例如 the patient had a nasty cut on his forehead. 这个病人额头上有一道很严重的伤口。所以我们看同一个句子里面的 reflect 这个动词 ,re 这个字首有回来的意思。FLECT 这个字根有弯曲的意思，所以 reflect 原来有反射的意思，但是在这里是指显示或者是反映出。例如 ,the child's aggressive behavior reflected his anger and frustration. 这个孩子攻击性的行为反映出他的愤怒及挫折感。或者是 ,the company's stock prices reflect a growing confidence in its shareholders.这家公司的股价显示出股东们对公司的信心日益增加。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's continue learning about bullying in this section. So it's still the section about standing tall. And we read here, when you're being bullied, walk away calmly. So we learned earlier that you can have the option of just walking away.
That's right. And we read, leaving will keep you safe. And if you don't seem frightened or upset, the bully may lose interest in you. And that's really what you want to happen. But what about this phrase, to lose interest in? What's that all about?
Well, maybe someone was interested in something, but now they don't have that interest anymore. Maybe you're not interesting to them anymore. They have lost interest in bullying you.
Exactly. So let's say, for example, you have a cat and you have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
The cat was really interested in teasing, or the dog was really interested in teasing the cat. And then finally, the dog got bored with the cat, so it lost interest in running after the cat.
Well, Rebecca, that reminds mm-hmm. me of something you were sharing earlier
mm-hmm.
about how you were scared of dogs.
Yes.
Until you learned how to stand tall and be brave, and then they lost interest in you, right?
It's actually very true.
Yeah.
As you know, as soon as I learned how to walk confidently by mm-hmm. those dogs, the dogs seriously lost interest in me. So
exactly.
It was definitely something, a good lesson for me to learn.
So a bully might lose interest in you if you just walk away. You can use this phrase in other ways too. For example, maybe when you were younger, you were really interested in that video game. But now you're not interested at all. You have lost interest in that video game.
And of course, the bully might lose interest in you. Finally, remember that what is happening is not your fault. Sometimes when people, or if you're being bullied, you might think that you've done something wrong, or there's something wrong with you as an individual person. But remember, it's not your fault if someone is picking on you, or if someone is mistreating you.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And our lesson continues. The nasty things bullies say reflect who they are, not who you are. Now, that word nasty is from our word bank. It's kind of a nasty word. It means mean. If someone is nasty, they are being mean. Maybe they are being insulting. Maybe they are being hurtful. And their words are nasty. It's hurtful because the words seem true, but they're not true, okay? So sometimes people can be very nasty to each other.
Or when I hear this word nasty, sometimes I think of the weather. If the weather is really, really, really bad outside, you might say, today, the weather is nasty.
Yeah. That's how I often use this word as well. Or, I feel so nasty after being outside, and now I'm sweating. I just feel so nasty. I need to take a shower. Well, our lesson continues. The nasty things bullies say reflect who they are. This word reflect is a verb, but it made us think of the noun phrase, to be a reflection of something. And that, of course, means that you are a mirror image of, or that you are showing something.
For example, your words or the words you speak are a reflection of what's really inside your heart. So if you say things that are really kind and encouraging, that's a reflection of what's inside your heart. And if you're saying nasty things about people or gossiping about people, that's also a reflection of what's in your heart.
And if you want to use the word as a verb, you could say your words reflect mm-hmm. who you are. Okay, we read on the next sentence. You are valuable for who you are, and nothing anyone says or does can change that. And when you encounter others who are weaker than you, remember that they are valuable too. And when you encounter someone, that means you are meeting somebody.
For example, Fred went out hiking yesterday, and he had an incredible encounter with a pig.
Ah, I like that. So this word encounter can not only be a verb, but you can use it as a noun as well. He had an encounter with a pig. Very interesting. Well, right now it is time for us to have an encounter with a
review skit.
I hope they're nice to each other.
Ew, I don't want to be in class with you.
Hey, stop bullying me.
Oh, well, did I hit you?
No.
Well, did I kick you?
No.
Did I touch you?
No.
No. So I'm not bullying.
Yes, you are. Bullying doesn't have to be physical.
Bullying doesn't have to be physical. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're mocking me. Your comments hurt me. You make my life miserable, and that is bullying.
And that is bullying.
Bullying is a widespread problem in schools, sometimes even at work.
So, what are you going to do about it, huh?
Anyone can take action to stop it.
Oh, really? You think you can stop it?
Yes. I have a plan. I'll be kind.
Be kind? Oh, that's funny.
Am I laughing? No. I plan to be kind.
That's silly.
Let me guess. You were once a victim of bullying.
Well,
And now you have to bully others to feel powerful.
Well,
If you want to be truly powerful, you will be kind, too.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, then maybe you're motivated by a desire to look cool.
Well, I am pretty cool.
But nobody is impressed. So I'm just going to walk away.
Hey!
And if you continue to bully, I'll tell the principal about this incident. I am going to stand tall!
Tall? You're too short to stand tall.
I may be short, but I have very tall friends.
Yeah?
Tall and strong. And actually, they're my brothers. Five of them. Big guys.
So Gabe, next time someone tries to bully you, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think I'm going to tell them to pick on someone their own size. And if they're about this tall, then maybe I can tell them to pick on you, Rebecca. How would you like that?
Uh-huh. What a good friend you are, Gabe.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to do?
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be kind to the person who's trying to bully me.
Yes.
And then I'm going to just walk away.
And just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Rebecca, if they picked on you, it's not because of something you did. It's not your fault.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Trust at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.